Although perception is write-in candidates rarely win, they occasionally do, which is why, more often than not, political hopefuls muster their own grassroots campaigns in hopes of getting elected. The process varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, but write-in candidates can compete in any election in the United States. In September, Albany's Sam Coleman lost his primary bid to run for 5th Ward Common Councilman on the Democratic line, but after getting a taste of local politics, he's not giving up.
Running this race is I grew up in this community, and like so many other people, I had no real outlets. So I got in some trouble. After I got out of prison, I got a job and got my life back together, and then I got involved in my community in a big way. I started out helping run community events like Carnival on the Hill, the 5th Ward Earth Day Cleanup, the West End National Night Out also. I've been serving on the Albany Community Police Advisory Committee. I'm the president of the West End Neighborhood Association. I also serve on the board of Arbor Hill Development Corp, which develops community and neighborhood revitalization and advocate for neighborhood planning.
Although Coleman's resume is impressive, 15 votes in opponent Mark Robinson's favor led to a primary defeat. But fellow Democrats, including Dom Calcellaro, Barbara Smith, and Judd Crasher, believe Coleman deserves a seat on the council. Again, Sam Coleman.
What drives me is creating a better future for the kids, families, and everyone in the community, better than what I had. This is an uphill battle for me, so I'll be running a hard race to make sure we get there, but I'm confident we will.
Green Party mayoral candidate Teresa Portelli recalls that former State Assemblyman Jack McEnany won a write-in campaign for county legislature in his first bid for elective office in 1991.
At that time, it was very difficult because you had to go to the poll, you had to push a button on the machine, you had to slide the door over, and then you had to write or you had to stamp the ballot. And Jack had given out like lots of these little stamps with his name, exactly how it needed to be included on the ballot, and he won.
McEnany had previously served as deputy county executive to Jim Coyne from 1989 to 1991. In 1997, he unsuccessfully challenged incumbent Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings for the Democratic nomination. He went on to serve 9 terms in the Assembly and retired in 2012. A host of other candidates have launched write-in campaigns during their political careers, some more successfully than others. For every Dwight Eisenhower or JFK, there is a perpetual local write-in candidate like Marlon Anderson. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.